Welcome to the Nightly Rant with your hosts, Mike
and Toria.
This is the show where we examine society from a sarcastic point of view.
If you like insane conversations, this is definitely the show for you.
Let's get into today's topic. I'm sorry to start off the show this way, but I'm pissed off.
Oh, here we go again. Now he's salty.
You know, we live in this really nice gated community, and we love it here. And we have an HOA that I don't understand. I understand, from what I know, there's only three HOA members total. We've met two of them.
Okay.
Neither one of them is an idiot.
At all.
And neither one of them is unreasonable. Neither one of them is psycho. So then why do we continually have idiotic, unreasonable psycho rules being made around this place?
They must just be real passive, those two. And the third person must be a psycho.
The third person and their, remember, they have a HOA management company.
Yes.
The horse place, whatever they're
Thoroughbred.
Called.
Thoroughbred.
Yeah.
They make sure they kick small animals.
They have a big influence because they attend all the HOA meetings. They run the HOA meetings. They're the record keeper for right. the HOA. Well, they probably influence these decisions. But what am I talking about? Well, we've known since we lived here that you're not supposed to park on the street overnight. If you have a guest, they need to pull into your driveway. It's that simple.
Or park in the community parking lot.
Yeah, or park in the community lot and walk to your house, which for us is just across the street.
Right.
But long and the short of it is that it rarely, if ever, gets enforced. Like, you go around and you never see a car with a ticket or anything. There's never.
We leave often at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we go to the gym. And when we go to the gym, we see that. We come in often at around midnight.
Right.
And we see the cars. And that particular day that made me pissed off, we were out with our friend and she had parked in front of our house.
We got home at 11 a.m.
12:11 a.m. is when we got, when we pulled in. And we passed, no bullshit, at least seven cars parked out there with no labels on it. But our friend's car had a big orange label. Kaboom, right on it.
Yeah.
And literally, the worst part was they gave her that ticket, the sticker, like at 11:59. Yeah. It wasn't even past midnight yet.
Right. So I want to know what their definition of overnight is, because quite
that
frankly,
matters.
F you on this issue. I think if their curfew is 10 p.m. for no cars parked on the street, they should come through at 10 p.m. note anybody who's there and come back 3 hours later and tag anybody who's still there.
Exactly. Because those are people who are going to be there overnight. They're not leaving and going back home. And that's part that's ridiculous. And then, like, you know, that's there. And then the next day I see another car out there overnight again. Never do they do anything about it.
Exactly. It's irritating. Anyway, it's not like anything bad happened to her. She just got a sticker on her car saying, if you park here again, quote unquote, overnight, that you might be towed.
But the company they use is so disrespectful that they don't even use the stickers that even the police use. They used some stickers that were like bought at like Staples to put on paper. It like glued right to the window and she had to use like paint remover or something, yeah. You know, to peel it off of her car. Can you imagine?
Annoying.
I mean,
I think just going forward, if we're going to go out, we pull out and she pulls her car onto the driveway.
Yeah. We cannot say whether they're the asshole or not by going to Am I the Asshole, because no one would disagree that they're the asshole. So right. We wouldn't even bother. But that makes me reminds me that you said that you had another one of our famous segments of Am I the Asshole. So is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, let me explain to the crowd who are new here how this works. Toria finds an Am I the Asshole from wherever she finds them. And then she reads it. And at most she'll ever tell me is the title of the Am I the Asshole. And then if it gives it away, she won't give me the title. She'll just kind of give me it's about a wedding. It's about a barbecue. That's all she'll say. And then I listen, and sometimes I'll stop in the middle and I'll comment. And at the end, we decide together. She tells me who she thinks. Well, I actually say first who I think's the asshole. Then she says who she thinks the asshole, and we discuss it. And we see how other people feel about it. Let's do it. Who's the asshole? Let's hear it.
Shall we disagree today? Anyway, I live in a neighborhood where most houses have driveways and garages. Parking has never been an issue. When my new neighbor moved in across the street, he's been constantly parking his car in front of my house rather than using his own driveway or the space in front of his house. It's become an inconvenience, especially when I have guests over, as there's limited street parking available. Apparently, his adult son has temporarily moved back home and is using the garage as a workshop for his woodworking hobby. This leaves no room for my neighbor's car, which is why he's parking on the street. Last weekend, I politely asked him to park in front of his own house or use his driveway to free up space for others. He became defensive, stating it was a public street and he could park wherever he wanted. I understand that the street is public, but I feel his behavior is inconsiderate and unnecessarily creates parking issues for me and my family. Am I the asshole for asking my neighbor to stop parking in front of my house?
Okay, first of all, before I say anything, I find it ironic that I was pissed off because of parking in a neighborhood. And, you know, person's not wrong. That's why those rules are created by HOAs, to avoid these kind of confrontational situations.
Right.
You're not allowed to park in front. You can't leave your car there overnight. Oh, well.
Right.
It also controls, quite honestly, how many roommates someone's going to have in their house.
Well, I think specifically in our neighborhood, because there's yeah. crap tons of street parking yeah. available. Like 1,000 people could yeah. move in and park on the street in this community.
And be no problem.
Be no problem. But I think that the issue here is they don't want like people hiding behind vehicles and mauling people or hiding behind
yeah, it makes it safer.
Burglarizing, because it's Las Vegas. Like the property crime is much higher here.
Well, to make it safer to do it that way.
Yeah.
But I think that we can't really say whether he's an asshole or not, because what was his motivation behind revealing that information?
Well, he wanted to ask the neighbor to stop parking in front of his house.
So did he just ask and leave it be? We don't know.
To be.
We don't know. I mean, it kind of seems that way, which then would make him not an asshole. Because if you're allowed to ask for things, always.
Right.
But you also have to take the answer you get. So, like, if I said to you, Toria, I want you to give me $1,000 that I can spend however I want right now. And I have to sit, and then I have to go, okay, that's it. No, it was no. I have to accept the answer I get back. And it's assumed when you ask a person, an individual, that you understand that they have the sole authority to say yes or no. Because if they didn't, you'd ask more than one person, and then you'd take the group answer. So in this case, there's one person that he can ask, the neighbor. But then the neighbor can give him the middle finger and say, sorry, as long as that dude right there, yes, and as long as that dude right there doesn't, like, try to key his car, get it towed, do all this malicious shit, as long as he just accepts it, it's not the asshole. But if he does any of the aforementioned stuff, asshole.
I feel as though if you have a driveway and there is not somebody else parking inside of your garage, which he clearly stated there isn't, and you park on a very overparked public street, you're kind of a dick. Like, it's a dick move. It's inconsiderate. It's kind of rude.
But do we know if they live in a neighborhood like this where there's tons of street parking available?
He said, hold on.
Maybe I missed that.
Especially when I have guests over, as there's limited street parking available. So it sounds like the streets are relatively crowded.
Well, I don't know. I can see your point of view, and I can still see my original point of view.
No, I mean, of course, it is a public street, and he has every right to park there, just like the poster had every reason to ask, but I think the other dude's a dick.
But here's why I don't think he's a dick. He has every right, and this is, I covered it in my answer, he has every right to say, hey, do you mind not parking there? I never can have guests park there, so, you know, if you don't mind, could you not park there? Well, if the guy continues to park there and the first guy just goes, oh, well, I guess we're just dealing with it because he's going to continue to park there. Oh, well, that guy's not an asshole. He's not a dick. He's not anything. He merely asked for something And the person said no, and he got what he took what he got.
I'm not saying the dude who posted this is a dick. I'm saying the dude who's not using his driveway for what it's meant to be used for on a very busily parked street is a dick. Like, if there was almost no street parking available in our little cul-de-sac here, and we had a perfectly open driveway and always insisted on parking on the street, I would think that we're a dick.
Why? You're doing it so when your guest comes, they have a parking spot. See, that's why I say you can see both sides of it. Because I can understand your argument, but I can also come up with a counter to your argument. Just like I'm sure you understand my argument and did come up with a counter to my argument. So it's one of those things that I think I hate to say it because I don't like stuff like this, but it's personal preference.
I quite frankly think there's no assholes here in this thing.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what it comes down to.
I
think that's what it comes down to.
I just think the dude who's not using his driveway is not a courteous person, which is fine. You're allowed to not be a courteous person. I don't fucking have to be a courteous person.
Okay, recap for me. Which one's not the courteous person not using their driveway?
The one parking in front of his neighbor's house, not the one who posted this.
That's what I thought. I have to agree with you there because here's the only exception. I know Rachel's coming over. She's texted that she's pulling in. I'm going to pull out. I'm going to go take a parking spot on the street, and she's going to pull into our driveway.
Right.
Other than that, you need to be in your driveway.
You know, if I were this original poster, my next move would be to be parking my car on the street in front of my house.
And not
in the garage. That would be what I would do.
Yeah, that's what I would do too.
What are you going to do about it? It's a public street. Per you, sir, it's a public street, and I'm just parking here.
It's more convenient for me. I don't have to continually open and close the garage.
Then I can let my guests.
Oh, wait. My garage door opener is broken. You just deprogram it.
My guests always have parking.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't complain about that because, see, I live here. And my guests, they're not taking up spaces of people who live anywhere else. They're only taking up my personal spaces that even you couldn't park in. That's a brilliant approach. I mean, it's definitely a giant middle finger back to the person, but I think they're stupid to think.
They gave him a middle finger.
I think that's stupid to act that way, especially because the guy was nice about it and asked.
Right. And it doesn't say anything about him asking rudely.
No.
From his post overall, it seems like he's a coherent human being. It says he even said, I politely asked him to park in front of his own house or use his driveway to free up space for others. He said politely. As we always say with these, we have to take
the facts as they are. You can't assume facts that aren't there.
You know, this reminds me of. So like, I can't find it now, but like a month or so ago, there was a post in our community group. And it was a picture of a sign that looked like it had been written by a kindergartner with a crayon. And it was written with a crayon for sure. Saying that they left it on the car saying, you're not allowed to park here in front of my house. This is.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was kind of viral. I saw that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit ago. But the discussion that ensued after, there was people who were saying, well, it's a busy neighborhood. You shouldn't be parking on the street. And then there was people saying, well, where the actual fuck am I supposed to park if I can't park there? Like, I think it was in the neighborhood by the trailer park where all the overflow parking from the trailer park people park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
understand.
Those
people that live over there hated us.
Well, I understand why they're annoyed, but I also understand, like, the people who live in the trailer park have no other option.
Right. Well, what they did, those idiots, they used to give them their 2-stacker space at their trailer plus a space out in the parking. Then they started charging them for the space in the parking. But then if you didn't want it, it was just an open guest spot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you know what they started doing? Oh, you don't want it? I'm going to sell it to that guy. And guess what? You never get it back. At least when they make it an open guest spot, you can be like, you know what? Yo, I want to buy that open guest spot.
Right.
And I'll sell it to you. But when they do what they're not supposed to be doing and sell it, that management company created that nightmare.
It's funny because parking is always like the biggest piece of drama, no matter where you live. you remember that first apartment building we lived in when I first moved to California?
Yeah.
And you were assigned one parking spot.
Yeah.
And then the manager switched over and she was like, no, no, you're supposed to have a covered and an uncovered
spot.
Yeah, like you're supposed
to
have two.
Yeah. Well, that's because the original manager
had gifted
was really,
the extra
she was
spots
very,
to her friend.
Well, she was very immature and she gifted the spot to other people.
Even when you first moved in, it was parking drama.
Yeah.
Like
right
all
away.
Drama.
Like right away. Yeah. It was insane. But, you know, my thought process, you know, like bringing it back is like the person was respectful. I mean, that's a rare thing in today's world.
Right.
It's a rare thing in today's world.
If they were actually as respectful as they said they were, bomb diggity.
Yeah. Well, but you have to assume that they were, like we said, they wrote it. They didn't say anything else. No one countered it. It is what it is. So I don't know. Interesting. So no asshole. That's been like two or three times in a row. There hasn't really been an asshole.
Well, the last time I did an Am I the Asshole, we had a solid argument about who the asshole was. Like we really disagreed on the last one.
Yeah, I remember that.
This one, I think we 99%.
I, of course, was right.
Agree.
So
nah.
I'm always right.
So you say.
One time I thought I was wrong. I was right.
And on that note, good night, everyone.
Hasta la bye bye. Thank you for listening to The Nightly Rant.
If you enjoyed the show, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Google Play.
If you didn't enjoy the show, please just ignore that previous request for a rating.
This has been a Yogi's Podcast Network production.